Blog Talk Radio. Diane, and this broadcast was founded by the late Apostle Gloria Cheever order. Amen. And you all know we start this broadcast off with prayer. So as you was listening to that song, I know you was getting in your set place. And those of you that was calling others that they can tune in to hear the word and can touch and agree with us in prayer, for we are our brothers and sisters keepers. Amen. We are to pray one for another. Lord knows that this world needs prayer, and we do too as well. Amen. So let's prepare our hearts, prepare our minds as we get our prayer lists and begin to touch and agree on the prayer lists today, praying one for another. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We bless your name. We magnify your name. Hallelujah. Lord, you're a King of kings and Lords of lords, and there is no other God but you. You're the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, our Creator. And we say thank you. Oh, God, as we come before you this day, oh, God, touching and agreeing, Lord. Oh, God, we ask you for forgiveness and those that we're praying for. Forgiveness of all sin that we have committed against you in thought, deeds, actions, knowingly and unknowingly, Father, grieving the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, we ask for your forgiveness. And, Father, as you are just to forgive us, we forgive those that trespassed against us. Father, we thank you for this opportunity, Lord, that we can touch and agree, praying one for another and interceding on others' behalf this day, O God. O God, we thank you for every prayer request and every praise report, Lord, Father, knowing that you hear all and knows all, Lord, and nothing is too hard for you. So, Lord, as you see the prayer list is raised before you, hands being laid upon them, Lord, Father, you know each and every person name by name and what they're in need of, O God. Some ask for prayer for themselves, some ask for prayer for others, Lord. But Father, we know that you are just and merciful and that your will be done in the name of Jesus. O God, we ask you for the strength, Lord, Father, to continue to carry on, Lord, Father God, in what you have us to do this day, Lord, for your kingdom. Father, look upon every prayer warrior, every intercessor, every watchman, every leader that is warring and interceding, Lord, and your people behalf, Lord, Father. Strengthen them this day, O God. Refresh, refill, and rejuvenate them this day, O God. Oh, God, we hold before you the fivefold ministry, Lord, Father, your man and woman of God that are standing, preaching, teaching, preparing your people, Lord, Father. Father, we ask you, oh, God, to keep that hedge of protection round about them, oh, God, and no weapon that is formed against them, oh, God, shall prosper. Father, we thank you, Lord, Father, for using them in this day and in this time, Lord. Heavenly Father, see the blood covering them this day. Oh, Lord, we thank you. We glorify and magnify you, Lord. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Kim, Lord. And, Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over her from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet. Father, as we speak healing right now to her body, Lord, strength right now to her body, oh, God. And we ask you, O God, to intervene on her behalf, Lord, on her children's behalf this day, Lord, Father. You know what she's in need of, Lord, Father. And, Father, as we touch and agree with that family this day, Lord, we thanking you, O God, for your will being done in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Caitlin, Lord. And, Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over her. From the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet, saying no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper, Lord. Father, we thank you for every surgery that you have brought her through, Lord. We thank you, Lord Father, for every infection, oh God, that you have healed her from, Lord Father. And we continue to speak healing to her body, oh God. For Father, you said by your stripes that she's already healed. And we're thanking you this day, Lord Father, for your healing virtue in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Denise, Lord Father. And we plead the blood of Jesus over her from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet. And Father, we thank you for intervening on her behalf this day, Lord. Father, you know what she's in need of, Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord, Father God, for peace. We thank you, oh God, for healing this day in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Adelinda right now, oh God. Father, we thank you and glorify you for her life this day, Lord Father. Father, you spared her life, Lord Father, despite being shot twice, Lord Father. We thank you, we glorify and magnify you this day, O Lord. Father, let her continue, O God, to look to you, Lord Father. Father, for you, Lord Father, is who kept her, Lord Father. You're the one, Lord Father, that is touching her body, Lord. Father, we thank you and glorifying you, O God. Touch her parents this day, Lord Father. We continually thank you for traveling mercies to and from this day, O God. Father, knowing, Lord Father, that you're bigger than any crisis, bigger than any sickness, Lord Father, bigger than anything, Lord Father, that we can come upon this day, O God. We thank you, Lord, for never leaving us nor forsaking us this day, O God. We thank you, Lord, Father, that when the enemy comes in like a flood, that you hold up that standard against them right now, Lord. Father, we hold before you our children and grandchildren this day, Lord. Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over them, Lord, Father, covering them, Lord, Father, in their going to school, Lord, Father, and coming from, Lord. Father, we're thanking you right now as we cancel the assignment of the enemy right now in the name of Jesus. We come against school shooting this day, Lord, Father, trafficking, bullying, child molestation, Lord, Father, going on within the school system this day, Lord, Father, and we render that assignment null and void. Right now in the name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you, Lord Father, for those prayer warriors, Lord Father, your children that are standing up, Lord Father, warring and interceding, Lord Father, for their schools, Lord Father, for their classmates, oh God. So many mass shootings going on around this world, Lord Father God. We ask you this day, oh God, for mercy, oh God. Mercy right now in the name of Jesus. We're calling upon you this day, O God. Father God, it's arise again as you see, Lord Father. Many, Lord Father, are missing, Lord Father. Father, have mercy this day, O God. We thank you, Lord Father, for bringing them back home safely, O God, to their loved ones, Lord. And Father, that their loved ones open their hearts and their minds right now, Lord Father, and show forth love, Lord Father, Father, and comfort to their loved ones when they are returned home to them safely, Lord Father. Father, we thank you, O God, taking nothing and no one for granted, O God. Father, have mercy on your people, Lord. Father, our children are preparing, Lord Father, for summer, Lord Father. Some, Lord Father, are being promoted, Lord Father. Some are being not just promoted, Lord Father, but they're going into real life now, Lord. Father, being on their own outside, Lord Father, of their parents' home, Lord. They're going off to college, Lord. Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over them this day. Shield and protect them, O God. Father, let them not forget, Lord, Father God, you in this time, Lord. O God, we even hold before you those that are going into the military this day, O God. Father, we ask you to keep them, Lord, Father, clothed in their right mind, Lord, Father. Father, let them, Lord, Father, keep their mind stayed upon you, never leaving your thought this day, Lord, Father, that they call upon you, Lord, Father, not just for themselves, Lord, Father, but for their unit as well, Lord, Father. Let them stand in the gap this day and, Father, draw others this day, Lord, Father, to your kingdom, Lord, Father. And, Father, as we read and study the word, Lord, Father, Father God, let us not just be hearers, Lord, Father, of the word, Lord, Father, but, Father God, be doers as well. Use us this day, O God. O God, I thank you for this broadcast, Lord, Father. Father, that is touching many nations, Lord, Father. I thank you, Lord, Father, for the hearts and minds, Lord, Father, that is receiving the word, Lord, as it come forth, Lord. We thank you, O God, for the wisdom, the knowledge, and understanding, Lord, Father. Father, we thank you right now, Lord, Father. Father, for covering them under the blood, Lord, Father. Father God, taking them, Lord, Father, to another dimension in you, Lord, Father. Those that don't know you, Lord, Father, as their Lord and Savior, Lord, we thank you for all those that are coming into, Lord, Father God, your kingdom this day, Lord, Father, by hearing the word, Lord, Father, and want to be transformed right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, O God, for being a God of many chances this day, Lord, Father. We thank you for goodness and mercy, Lord. We thank you for never leaving us nor forsaking us, Lord. We just say thank you today for where you have brought us from this day. Father, knowing that it was nobody but you that kept us here, Lord, that kept our loved ones here, Lord, Father, that kept us clothed in our right mind, Lord, Father, that touched our body this day, Lord, Father. For we take you not for granted. We take nothing and no one for granted this day, O God. But give all praises, O God, to you, Lord. All praises belongs to you, Lord. And, Father, we know when the praises go up, the blessings come down this day, Lord. So, Heavenly Father, I ask you to show up and show out in this broadcast today, Lord. Father, those that are listening now, those that will listen at a later date, Lord, we thank you for the word being a right now word for them, Lord, Father. We thank you for healing and deliverance being in the midst this day, Lord, Father. We thank you, Lord, Father, that they can make up in their mind, Lord, Father, today who they will serve this day, Lord. And, Father, letting them know who they are and who they belong to this day, Lord. Father, we thank you. We glorify and magnify you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your goodness and your mercy. Thank you for touching each and every one of our listeners this day, Lord. Oh, Father, you know what they're in need of, and we thank you for supplying it this day, Lord. We thank you for supplying it this day. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. I'm trusting that you got your prayer on today. I'm trusting that you woke up this morning and you give God praise. You find it not robbery to say, thank you, Lord, for waking me up this morning. Giving him thanks, giving him praise, because we all know that no day, no time, no second, nothing is promised to us, nothing. But he saw fit, God saw fit to wake you up this morning, giving you one more chance to get it right, many do not have that opportunity. Many did not wake up this morning. They did not wake up this morning. Many that woke up this morning did not woke up clothed in their right mind, being able to do for themselves. Think about those today that are in the hospital that has a feeding tube, those that are in comas today, and look at you. You are able to walk about freely, breathe freely. I'm trusting that you give God honor, glory, and praise. And take not your loved ones for granted. Take not nothing for granted. I thank God for, you know, phone, this computer, the airwaves that others right now can hear the word. They can be encouraged this day. They know the God that we serve and that they do not give up, but they continue to press on. Thank him. Thank him today. Take nothing, nothing for granted. I can't stress that enough. Take nothing for granted, because when you no longer have it, you feel the when you lost your job, you feel the effects of it. You feel the effects when you lost a loved one. Take nothing for granted. Continue to give God praise, honor, and glory that is due unto his holy name. Take it not for granted, people. Take it not for granted. I don't take you all for granted. I thank each and every one of you all that continually listen to this broadcast, that continually support this broadcast. I take you all not for granted. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Let me go ahead and give you the word for today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It says, the bond that links your true family is not one of blood, but of respect and joy in each other's life. The bond that links your true family is not one of blood, but of respect and joy in each other's life. And that is so true. It is so true. We just thank God for this day. And you know, we all been, I've been coming to you from one of the late Apostle Porter's book, Continuous Warfare, Continuous Victory. And I tell you this day, we are in warfare, but there is victory in that warfare. There is victory. But can you believe that though you're going through, that there is victory? Can you believe that? And know that all scriptures that is being read to you is coming from the King James version. That's the only Bible I know for it to come from. Amen. Hallelujah. So we're going to continue reading And if you have any questions, or you may have a prayer request or a praise report, please feel free. For those of you that are listening on another device, the calling number is 347-857-3925, and press the number 1. For those of you that are listening live on the broadcast, all you have to do is press the number 1, okay? Don't be afraid. Don't be ashamed. You never know who you will be helping with your praise report. And if you're in need of prayer, don't hesitate on pressing the 1. Don't hesitate in calling in this day. Know that you have so many people that are praying for you when you ask for prayer. They're touching and agreeing with you. And if you ask me a question and I don't have the answer at the present time, trust and believe you will get an answer on the next broadcast, because I will seek out that answer for you. Amen. So I am going to continue reading. It said, we should remember to practice these things. When things happen, say, God said, vengeance is mine. Hear what God said. Vengeance is mine. I do not care who is doing what. God said, vengeance is mine. I will repay. He didn't say for you or I to have vengeance on those that dislike us, those that are trying to do harm to us. He said, vengeance is his. Can you stand today on that, that vengeance is his? He said, he will give you back 100-fold. Let us use Job for an example. Job was a man of integrity, a man that loved God and believed God with all his heart. As the Bible says, he was a man that was perfect for his time. Calamity came. Job's situation is similar to those of today's weak men and women. We are not specifically speaking about men. However, men and women today would crack under these conditions. This man, Job, did not crack. Instead, he made a statement, though he slay me, yet I am going to trust in him. Can you not see the victory? There was a war of his soul. We read in Job that the devil, the enemy, went before God, and God told him to try Job. All he has, how many of you God can trust? Let me say that one again. How many of you God can trust? Rather, how many of us God can trust? With that word. Today, can God say, have you tried my servant? And let me use me, as you tried my servant Diane today. Many years ago, I'm going to tell you, and I told you all this before, I was asked the question one Tuesday night in Bible study. And we was talking about Job. We was on the same topic. And you know, I was asked 3 times, Would I curse God or would I praise God? Time, my answer was praise God. The three times it was asked to me. Not knowing that a couple days later that very word will be put to the test. Would I praise him or would I curse God? And I tell you, it was a testing time for me. It was, trust me when I tell you, testing time, it was testing time for me. But you know what? I made it. I made it. Because when the woman of God was ministering the word and stopped in front of me and said, God said you passed the test. I tell you, a blessing, a blessing, a blessing. Was it easy going through? Not when you're focused on the situation. Not when you're focused. So today, I'm going to ask again, how many of us can God trust with that word? The devil tried. He tried my servant to see if he would still hold to his integrity. Will he still confess me? Will he still confess that I am a winner? I am victorious, and I will go through this battle in victory. I will stand by the rivers of water. I shall not be moved, you see. I'm going to say it again. I'm going to read that again. Will he still confess me? Will he still confess that I am a winner? When you're going through your storm, whatever situation that you're going through, can you still confess today that you are a winner, that you are victorious, and that you will go through the battle in victory? Can you do that today? And if you been going about it the wrong way, let's make note today that we can change. We can change what we say out of our mouth despite what it is that we're going through. Because life and death is in the power of our tongue. So be careful today. Be careful today what you're saying out of your mouth. Are you speaking life or are you speaking death? Because whatever you're saying, you are creating that atmosphere. And sooner or later, trust me, sooner or later, that very word that you have spoken, that atmosphere that you have created, let me tell you, it's going to show up. It is going to show up. So remember, speak life. The words of negativity that came out of your mouth, God for forgiveness this day, cast it down to the ground to nothingness. And speak life. When somebody upsets you, you don't have to say those nasty words to them. You don't have to stoop to their level. I read to you earlier where God says, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. He will repay. Order. In order for God to touch them, they have to touch you. They have, you read in the Bible where when they come against the children of Israel, what God have done. And you also read where with them being disobedient to God, what was done. You see, a lot of us today think that it's okay for us to be disobedient to God and no consequences would take place. Because the first thing you're going to say, oh, why God doing this to me? But you ever sit back and wonder just for a minute? All those times that God has been warning you and warning you and warning you, detour from this where you are walking, get back on the right path. But we don't think that there is consequences to anything that we do, whether it be good or whether it be bad. If you sow wicked, what do you expect to get? If you sow love, what do you expect to get? Again, be careful on what we say out of our mouth. The storm that you're going through, know that you have more fighting for you than against you. Okay? I'll get back to read it. Thank you, Lord. Again, I am victorious and I will go through this battle in victory. I will stand by the rivers of water. I shall not be moved. Victory is not so much in waving a flag and just jolly old year. I won. I are you doing in the meantime while this is going on? Paul was standing tall. The flag was on the inside waving, victory, victory, victory. I am willing. I have already won, past tense, present tense, and future tense. You see, you are still the winner. You are to be like Paul. Know your destiny. Know in whom you trust. There is no other way that you can go but to trust God. For God has made a way for you. He told us that he would make a way for us to escape. There is no harm, but you have to believe. You have to believe that there are rewards for those that diligently seek him. Do you believe in the word that you're reading today? Do you believe in that Bible that you're reading today? Don't read the Bible like it's a novel or no, because what you're reading is spiritual. It says, now let us read Ephesians 1, chapter 1, verse 3 to 5. It reads, blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who had blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Notice he said, with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Verse 4. according as he had chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Verse 5, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. God has pleasure in us in victory. He has blessed us with all spiritual blessings. All. Not some. All. He says in heavenly places, you are in heavenly places. You are living a victorious life. You just have to activate it. We need to activate our faith. We need to activate everything that we know that God has given us. Every promise that God has given us needs to be brought forth. We need to activate it. We need to know the word now. Let people know, let the devil know, that for God I live and for God I will stand, and he is going to be my state. Now, let me read that again. It says, for God I live and for God I will stand, and he is going to be my state. Many of you see what's going on in this world today. Would you still stand and say, for God I live, and for God I will stand? Will you still say so? Because testing time coming at our door this day. Testing time. Are we going to trust in God? Trust when he said he will never leave us nor forsake us. Trust in God when he said he will supply all our needs. Will we trust in him today? The time will come that we won't be able to be picky eaters like myself. We won't be able to. He will make sure that you get something to eat. He will supply your needs. But would you still say in that time, for God I live and for God I will stand? I'll continue reading. God has already predestined us to. We are just not in it. We just have not understood it. Our eyes are still closed to this fact. The victory is ours. I know that we sing a song in church. Victory, victory shall be mine. Victory is yours. It was yours over 2,000 years ago. He says, having predestinated unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself according to the good pleasure of his will. And again, that is Ephesians chapter 1, verse 5. Say, we are already there, but all you have to do is when calamities come, he is sure that there is victory even in that. That throughout this book, you will find some of the victories in my life will be put here between these pages. There was a time I did not understand that there were victories. We do not look at our problems, calamities, sicknesses, and hardships as victory. I have learned that they are only stepping stones to better things. We will now write somewhat about Elijah. The scripture that we are dealing with here is 2 Kings 6 and 16, 17, and 23. And she says, at your leisure, you may read the entire event concerning Elijah. Remember? And that is 2 Kings chapter 6. Say, read it at your leisure. Said, Elisha was a man that lived a life of victory. He won natural victories. He won spiritual victories. They both worked together. Elisha had knowledge of who he was and who he belonged to and who was always present with him. Can we say that today? That's why we say, know who you are and who you serve, who you belong to today. Says, knowledge is power when you know how to use it. In obtaining knowledge, you need wisdom to use it. When you have obtained the knowledge of God, or better still, the faith of God, you can walk in total victory. There may be conflicts all around you, but when you know that you have no doubt that the Lord is with you and he is a very present help in the time of trouble, your whole mind, soul, and spirit trust God, knowing that no matter what the walk is or about, you are in victory. You are in victory. Elisha knew his God, and there came a war. There came a great battle in his life, and he had a servant that was with him. 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 15 reads, and when the servant of the man of God was risen early and gone forth, behold, an host compassed the city, both with horses and chariots. And his servant said unto him, alas, my master, how shall we do? In other words, how are we going to fight this battle? The servant was looking at the situation that he was facing here. This is what he is saying. This is what he was looking at. What did he see with his eyes? That there are two of us. Can you imagine that the two of them against a host, a great host of warriors, and they did not have a sword in their hand or a gun, knife, or a machine gun, or a machete, or whatever. They did not have any of this. Victory had already been conceived in Elisha's spirit, seeing in the day he received instruction from Elijah to follow him. Elijah was his mentor. You know, we always have a problem, you know, knowing which is which, Elisha and Elijah. Man, I tell you, I myself does have that. You know, spiritual victory is having your confidence in God, and he is and will always be there when you need him. Elisha had graduated when he received a double portion. Elijah's spirit, or that anointing, had rested upon him. In verse 16, it says, and he answered, fear not. You see, fear keeps you from having or seeing victory in the midst of a situation that seems hopeless. Hallelujah. Ain't that the truth? He said in verse 16, fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them. By all means, let us face facts. If you look, God has seen it is just the two of you standing there, and there is a host of well-trained men, strong men, determined to win men that is going up against you. Now, how would you feel? Whew. I will fear. I will have fear. Real talk. I ain't even covering it up. Yeah, I would have fear. They say, will you have faith? Faith don't come in. But when you look, and that's our problem today, we are looking at the situation that causes us to have fear. We're not trusting in God. And when you can trust in God, have faith in God, we will speak differently. We will see differently. We will feel differently. That's what would happen. It says, will you have faith or will you be a chicken and run? What is he saying here? Elisha had the victory already. He had the right now victory. He had the right now faith. Regardless of how many he had on his side that he could see, his God was and is a consuming fire. God was a shield in battle. God is a battle axe in the time of battle. God is divine protection. God is the one you can trust when the chips are down. That is so true. Elisha knew this. Elisha walked in victory daily. His spirit was always victorious because he believed what his God said. In believing, let me say, you can survive any warfare regardless of the odds. Now, Elijah had to say a little prayer. He had to strengthen this young man. He asked God to open his eyes to see who was fighting with them, who was on their side. He asked God to open the young man's eyes so that he could see a mighty host that was with them, and God did. Are you in a battle now? The odds against you seem like there is no one to turn to. You cannot win for losing. Use the words of Elisha. They that be with me are more than they that be with them. That's what he said. You got more fighting for you than against you. We have angels that we don't even dispatch to go before us. We don't. We just think that we're here alone. And if you go and you read it, you will see that God, when God opened his eyes and he looked around and he see the host of angels there, can you imagine if God opened our eyes? Instead of having fear, have faith when we're going through something and God open our eyes and we see the angels fighting for us. We see the host of angels all around us. They're there, but we don't dispatch them to go before us. We don't trust God enough to say, God, the battle is not mine, it is yours. And we're walking in victory. We don't do that. It's time for us to change the way we speak, the way we see, and what we hear. Who was on their side? He asked God to open the young man's eyes so that he could see a mighty host that was with them, and God did. Again, are you in a battle now? The odds against you seem like there is no one to turn to. You cannot win for losing. Again, using the words of Elijah, they that be with me are more than they that be with them. Now, say this out loud. The Lord is on my side. I do not have to fear what man can do to me. Once faith has taken residency in your spirit, victory is always there. Do you hear me today? Do you hear me? Victory is always there. The dictionary defines victory as the overcoming enemy in battle. Defeat one opponent, victory was yours from the day Christ said, "It is finished." Let me tell you what 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7 says. For God had not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. Again, for God had not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. In this day of insecurity, we need to know how to live a life of victory. We need that blessed assurance. According to Scripture, we need to be assured. Do you understand? Let me tell you what 1 John chapter 5, verse 4 says. This should really bring assurance in many lives. It says, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. I will read it again. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. The spirit of truth brings spiritual knowledge, which brings spiritual victory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Victory is not something that you win because of fighting our struggles. There are many Christians who engage in an intense struggle for victory over sin, temptations, fear, and many other things. They will never achieve the success they desire because they are using the wrong method. 1 Corinthians 15:57 says, but thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Our victory comes through Jesus. God has a plan for victory in any and every area of our Christian experience. Victory is not something I won, but something I received as a gift. Ain't that good? Mm-hmm. As the scripture states, thanks be to God which gave the victory. He has given us the victory. The victory is already ours, and we need to know that beyond the shadow of a doubt. The trouble is that so many Christians are fighting a battle which is already lost instead of claiming a victory which is already won. Always given to man. Man takes what God gives him, as sinners takes forgiveness, and he turns from lying. All through one's Christian life, he takes what God gives and says, thank you, Lord. That is the way it is with victory. The Christian avails himself to what God has already provided. God has already provided for you a way out. The victory is ours through our Lord Jesus Christ, through his person. He is our victory. Paul says it to the Colossians in Colossians chapter 1, verse 29. Whereunto I also labor, striving according to his working, which worketh in me mightily. Which worketh in me mightily. Spiritual labor and spiritual striving is the making of spiritual power, which brings into your being spiritual victory. Did you all get it yet that this is spiritual warfare that you are fighting? And that, you know, as I read earlier, you can't bring a gun, a machete, a machine gun, a knife. You can bring those things in spiritual warfare. You can't. Okay, I'm getting back to it. The enemy, the devil, is constantly at war with you. He is not going to rest. Do you hear me? He is on his post. Are you on yours? You are to live in a constant state of victory. If he is in constant war with you, always trying to bring you to defeat, you are to be constantly in the state of victory. Do you get it? Your victory is an assured thing if you can believe it. Do you get that? Jesus said that he came that you may have life and that more abundantly. Does that sound like you are defeated and that you have lost the battle? Nope. Victory in loneliness. Spiritual loneliness is a little bit of loneliness. Our spirits sometimes get lonely. In 2 Timothy, verse 4, 14 through 18, Paul was stating, at one time he had many times of loneliness. He has gone through great trials. In each trial, he has had great triumph. He believed God. Verse 14, Alexander the coppersmith did me much evil. The Lord rewards him according to his works. Verse 15, of whom be thou ware also, for he had greatly withstood our words. 16, at my first answer, no man stood with me, but all men forsook me. I praise God that it may not be laid to their charge. Listen to what Paul said concerning his time of loneliness. everyone left him, he was going through a battle with Alexander the coppersmith, who was evidently speaking against him and what he was preaching and trying his best to put Paul down and bring him down to his level. Paul showed that he lived in constant victory. His spirit was not afraid. He was not afraid at all. He trusted the God that had changed his life. And I know you all know the story of Paul. That all who had forsook him not only left, but also they were regrouping together and talking against him. Notice what he said, 17 and 18 verses. Notwithstanding, the Lord stood with me. Notice that no one else was standing with him. There was not a man that stood with him, but he said, the Lord stood with me and strengthened me, that by me the preaching might be fully known and that all the Gentiles might hear. He had a job to do. He did not let this little problem stand in his way of the job that God had given and commissioned him to do. He says, and I will deliver out of the mouth of the lion. He was delivered from the enemy. Again, the time is here. We are living in this time. Where are you going to stand for God, or will you renounce him today? Will you today strengthen yourself in the word? Eat the word like never before. Every war that you're going in, you may be at war right now with a sickness that, you know, that you're going through. And God said, by his stripes, we are healed. And sometimes things may happen to us that God will never leave us nor forsake us. He is right there with us in our going through it. Some people he healed right away. Some he, you know, as you go along in that healing process, he is right there giving you the strength that you are there to encourage someone else to press on. You don't know. But will you trust in him? Would you give the battle to him? So even when the Hebrew boys was thrown into that fire, they know, even if God didn't take them out, that he was still able to. They were still trusting in God, and they was in the fire. So whatever it is that you're going through, that fire, that test, know that God is with you. Yes, fear creeps in. But you know what? When we begin to realize again who we are and who we belong to and begin to change our speech, begin to speak life into whatever situation that we are going through today, that God can look and say, well done. You have passed the test. You came through the fire. You did not lose faith. When fear came in, you back fear right back out, and you speak words of victory. You speak words of life. He said, oh, you think it's that easy? Well, you know what? Nothing in life is easy. Everything you have to work towards. When you was a baby, you had to learn how to hold that body for yourself. Before you can walk, you had to crawl. And when you was crawling and you try to get up, you fall down how many times? But you got back up because look what, you are walking today. So will fear creep in, anxiety, all that comes with fear? Yes. But you know what? When you grab hold of yourself, because there might not be somebody else around you to encourage you, to lift you up. But when you grab hold of yourself and know who you are, who you serve, and who you belong to, that's going to get out. Yes, it will. So let's begin to change the way that we speak. Change the way how we see things. And don't forget to thank God. Don't forget to thank God for all that he has done, doing, and about to do. Be a blessing to someone today. Encourage someone today. Encourage someone today. They may be going through a sickness. Encourage them. Sit. Pray with them. Lift their spirits up. It's a reason you're placed there. Not to go and mock them. Not to go and talk about them. No. Some people, they just want to know your business to carry it elsewhere. But you know what? You have those that are standing right there with you, praying with you, encouraging you, building you up, letting you know who you belong to, who you serve, and letting them know that they are victorious. The 23rd Psalm says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. You should not want for nothing, nothing. The peace, the healing, the joy, the laughter, all that come from God. All of it. So praise God today in your trial, your testing time. Praise him today. Even when you feel like, you know, you don't have the strength or the energy. Because the devil would throw things at you to prevent you from doing what God has for you to do. But you press on. And in your pressing on, you begin to get strength. You begin to get strength. I didn't even know if I was going to do this broadcast today. When I tell you the devil is be busy, yeah, he does be busy. But when it's about God's business, I'm going to press on and I'm going to trust God that he will continue to touch me. God is good. God is awesome. God is omniscient. He's all-knowing. He's all-seeing. Nothing is hidden from him. He gives us the power and the authority. When you open your Bible, the first book you will find is Genesis. And you will find where he gives you that power, authority. You will find it. It's time for us now to get more into the Word of God. Eat it. Eat the whole roll. Eat it. That Word that word will sustain us, carry us through in whatever situation, in whatever situation that you're going through today. And when you go somewhere, oh, that still small voice tell you to go to this place and do that for someone, don't question it. Don't question it, because you know good and well the devil ain't going to tell you to do good for nobody. He ain't. Again, trust in God today. Believe in him. Let me continue. Said, he was delivered from that enemy. The enemy was there to tear him apart, chew him up, bring him to nothing, and leave him standing there looking like someone with pie on his face. Paul was sure of his God. Victory was in his hour of loneliness. Notice he says in verse 18, and the Lord shall deliver me from evil work and will preserve me unto his heavenly kingdom, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. He praised God in the midst of his trial. He knew the weapon of his warfare, and he knew what he needed to deal with his enemy. He knew how to become an overcomer. Victory does not let you stop praising God when you are lonely. In Paul's spirit dwells victory. Your spirit also dwells victory, no matter what the war is called. It can be loneliness, calamities, heartaches, heartbreaks, and sicknesses. Praise God anyhow. Praise him in your going through. Because praises confuse the enemy. Let me say that again. Praises confuse the enemy. Why are you saying that? Check this. When you see that the enemy is trying to shut you down, and you praising God, Lord, I thank you for this day. I thank you, Lord Father, for seeing me through this sickness, because it's not mine. You said by your stripes, I am healed. And I'm standing on your word, and I'm going to continue to praise you. I'm going to continue to do your will. And the enemy is looking at like, I'm tossing this sickness at them. Oh, I'm tossing this trouble at them, and here they go still thanking God. Yep. He will never leave us nor forsake us. We have more fighting for us than against us. Can you believe that? Can you believe that? Even when you're feeling weak, that you cannot even lift your hands, but you know what? Or you don't have that strength, that energy to open your mouth. You can be singing that song, praising God in your mind today. You can praise him no matter what is coming to you today. That's why you hear me say, in this broadcast, every time you hear it, there is nothing that can happen to us today that the God in us cannot handle. There is nothing that can happen to us today that the God in us cannot handle. That's the affirmation that I learned in this ministry. Speaking life into any situation. It's not you handling it.
It's not you battling it, but the God in you. Where is God? He is within you. Can you allow him today to operate in you and use you this day? Can you stand still and say, vengeance is his, saith the Lord? He is the one that's going to repay them, not you. He is. He is the one, not us. As much as our flesh today would want to do it, bring that flesh into subjection. Bring it into subjection today. Again, know who you are and who you serve. So when the devil go to meet and ask God today for permission, if he can touch you, let God brag on you. Let him put forth your name before him, because he trusts you today that you're going to stand for him. Because victory is yours today. Victory is yours today. Victory is yours today. Claim it today. Speak it out today. Victory is mine. Say, no weapons formed against you shall prosper. Though you may get wounded, it will not stop you. You will still continue to press on. Again, know who you are and who you serve. And don't allow the enemy to get victory over you, because you are victorious. I thank God today for just using me to bring forth that word to encourage those today, trusting that you have heard something today. For those of you that have not accepted Christ into your life today, the time right now is not too late for you to do it. You can do so. Ask God to come into your life today. Ask him to come into your life today. Repent of your sins. Tell God today that you believe that he sent his only begotten son to die on the cross for your sins today, and that you would like to accept him into your heart this day. And when you accept him into your heart, find that church that is preaching and teaching the word of God today. Ask God to direct you to that church. And for those of you that are leading others today to Christ, please do not leave them out there hanging by themselves. Remember how you was when you came into Christ. Remember that there was someone there encouraging you, someone that you could have called upon and that would pray with you, you know, that would listen to you. Be that for someone else today. Be that for someone else today. Whether it may be a stranger, a family member, whoever it may be, Be there. Do not leave them hanging. Amen. Again, I just thank each and every one of you that continually tune in, those that listen now, those that listen at a later time. I greatly appreciate you all. I do not take you all for granted. Again, thank you for just coming to hear the word. Thank you for hearing the word. For those of you that have missed this broadcast from the beginning and would like to hear this broadcast from the beginning, visit our Facebook page. For those of you that have not liked and followed our page, go ahead and do so at that time and go ahead and click on the link. You will also see other links there as well as our Sunday service as well. Go ahead, click on those links or click on that video. I tell you, it's awesome word that is coming forth. So join us tomorrow on that Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Come willing to hear the word. Come expecting today for change within your life. Change. And remember, change happens from the inside out. Amen. So I will see you tomorrow at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Don't forget, tell a friend. Be blessed.
On my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. Then I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. Then he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs. I stop worrying,
worrying how the story ends.
When I let go,
I let go,
and I let
God,
let him have,
let God have his way.
That's when things,
that's
start,
when
happening.
Things start happening. I stop looking at that thing.
When I let go,
I let go,
and
I let God,
let him have. So much going on, sometimes I can't find my way, and oftentimes I struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle, it's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, everything would be alright, yeah.
Let go.
And let God.
Let go.
And let God. God.